thing that the pastor prepares to come. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and the God of my salvation be exalted.
I will call upon the Lord.
I tell you, that's one thing we can do tonight we've come to do is call upon the Lord. And then we have the assurance, the Lord liveth. There's a lot of great men, but we can't say they liveth. There was a lot of different religions, but their leaders, we can't say they liveth. But we have a living sacrifice tonight. That's what gives Christianity power. We have a living sacrifice. We've one tonight that's in the glory, the high priest. And not only is he in the glory, but the Holy Spirit's here. And the Holy Ghost came in his name, the Comforter. Hallelujah. Thank God for the Holy Ghost, for the Comforter. Let's turn to Exodus 28 now. I won't be long, but God bless each one that's here. And there's quite a few people we need to pray for. Brother Gary's uncle as well, Jordy Dunlop's not too well, I've heard. And we're going to pray for Jordy. I was at a funeral one day Jordy was at, and I know the minister did preach long, but he preached well. And Jordy didn't like it. He did not like it one bit. But that'll make no difference, because we heard what John said on Sunday morning. When he gave all them wonderful testimonies, there's a lot of people left it near to the last, but they got it. They still got it. And I tell you, God can still save Jordy Dunlop. That's one thing about it. And maybe he was saved before when his younger man backslid. God can bring him back, but God can still do it. And we're going to pray and believe God to do it anyhow. No matter what it looks like, praise God for it. Let's read Exodus 28, verse 30, and I want to talk a little bit tonight about the Urim and them. And thou shalt put in the breastplate of judgment the Urim and the Thummim, and they shall be upon Aaron's heart when he goeth in before the Lord, and Aaron shall bear the judgment of the children of Israel upon his heart before the Lord continually. Let's bow our heads tonight, and if you have a need, just lift your hand up before the Lord, and God bless you, God bless you. So many needs tonight, and we Larry's all right, but his car was froze last Sunday, and he couldn't get in it to get here, and you know Larry's getting on in age, but let's just pray God will strengthen him. Heavenly Father, we thank you this evening that we have open access from your footstool into your very throne room and into your very presence because of the new and living way through the precious shed blood of the Lamb of God. Amen. We thank you tonight that you're our high priest. Yes. That's touched by the feeling of our infirmities. And Lord, this priesthood is after the order of Melchizedek. And Lord, we come to you tonight and we thank you for your precious blood. We thank you for your mercy and for your grace to each one of us. Wash us afresh in the blood of the Lamb. Forgive us every wrong word, every wrong deed. Sanctify us and fill us every one afresh with the Holy Ghost tonight. Lord, I do take the Holy Ghost right now. And I thank you for the Holy Spirit. And Lord, as a brother mentioned, that we place between the enemy and ourselves and all that's prayed for tonight, the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray that every spirit will be subject to the Holy Spirit. We ask you for Jordy Dunlap tonight, that you'll speak to them, that you'll have mercy upon that man. Oh God, speak to them again. Surely you've spoken before, but once more, Lord, do it in Jesus' precious name. And Lord, bless me, Larry, and move on Jordy and Winifred. Touch them and bless them. Break them loose of every demon power in the name of Jesus Christ tonight. Lord, from my Auntie Eiling, from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, Lord, I'm asking you for your touch upon her tonight. I'm asking you, Lord, that you'll visit her, that you'll touch her with your mighty power this evening, that by your stripes she's healed. In the name of Jesus Christ, touch my sister also, and move in her husband and save him, and move in his father and speak to him. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray. Father, bless your word to their hearts tonight. Lord, you see the hands raised in this room tonight. Lord, I pray that you'll deal with every individual need and you'll meet every need. And Lord, we'll give you all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Praise God. God is good. I tell you, I enjoyed the testimonies on Sunday morning. And I said to Brother Gary beforehand, 10 or 15 minutes, and if it goes more, that's good. And it did go more, and I was glad. Didn't have to preach. But I tell you, you'd ruin it. I'm going to be honest. It's the same when you get two men to preach. Sometimes when you get two men to preach in one meeting, it actually ruins the meeting. Because you get the blessing, then the one can go again the other, and it ruins it. So that's why when sometimes you're better when the Spirit of God's there. Don't do anything more to stop it, but take it. Amen. And I tell you, we just thank the Lord, and so many testimonies on the sister that sang and testified. May God bless each one. This Urim and Thummim, and Brother Matthew puts a picture up of the high priest, and we've been talking about the high priest. And I know I've done a few meetings on it, and there's so many more it could be done because it's so interesting for me. Now, I want you to look at these stones on this breastplate, and I want you to know that in behind all that was doubled over, and there was a pocket in there where the Urim and Thummim was kept. And this Urim and Thummim is mentioned about seven times in the Bible. And imagine on Sunday, on the two shoulders on the top, is them two stones on the shoulders, and six names of the tribes is under one and six names under the other, and then the stones on his breastplate represents the 12 tribes of Israel as well, and all them names. Every single thing on this garment speaks of the Lord Jesus Christ, but the thing you have to remember, God gave these details to Moses hundreds of years ever before Jesus Christ was born. Then you have the Lord Jesus talking, and the Lord Jesus says, before Moses was, I am. And they said, how could you be before Moses? You're not yet 50. He pre-existed. He was in the bosom of the Father from the foundation of the world, and all things are made by him and for him. But all these high priest garments speaks of it. The blue is the Lord from heaven, and the purple is his royalty, and the red or the scarlet is his precious blood, and the white speaks of the white fine twined linen is the righteousness of the Lord. We know all them things, and the gold beaten down and woven and threaded through it all is his deity. God was in Christ. Every single thing, and even across the forehead, that golden band, that's the mind of Christ. God's mind was in him. He did the Father's will, all them things. But tonight, I'm wanting to look at this Urim and Thummim, and it's a bit of a secret thing in a way, because there's some different ideas on it. But the Bible does say a few things about it. The breastplate folded double, and we may ask why that was, because some of them was hidden in it, the Urim and the Thummim were in it. And you notice that I read that scripture at the start, that it was over the heart. So the Urim and the Thummim was over the heart, hidden in that breastplate. And then you look at Leviticus 8, verse 8. And he put the breastplate upon him. Also he put the breastplate, the Urim and the Thummim. So the breastplate was put on him, and also the Urim and the Thummim, they were in there. Now the Urim is mentioned 7 times in the Old Testament, and the Thummim is mentioned 5 times. Urim means lights. Thummim means perfection. And I tell you that Jesus Christ is the light of the world. And I tell you that Jesus Christ is absolute perfection. And here we see it in this Urim and the Thummim, light and perfection. And there's nothing else tonight that there's light and perfection in, other than the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the light of the world. Amen? And he's absolute perfection. No matter what else you look at, I have some books, God's Generals. I'm sure you've heard of them. God's Generals. It's all about the great men of God over the years, and we appreciate every one of them. And having a real affection with some of them. Jack Coe especially is a man that I admired so much, he didn't have a long life. But yet with all of them, you couldn't say they were perfection like you can about the Lord Jesus. They all made mistakes. But this is about the Lord. Now, the Urim and the Thummim, light and perfection. Most likely there were some type of jewels, and their names means lights and perfections. And when someone has to make an important decision and they didn't know what to do, and they had to inquire of God, and they wanted to do the right thing, they would go to the high priest to inquire through the high priest of God. And the priest was able to tell by the Urim and Thummim what the will of God was. So they went through the high priest, and he would contact God, and God would give the answer. And also, if they wanted a dream tested, if it was real or not, they would bring it before the Urim and the Thummim, and the lights flashed up. It was real. And if it didn't, it was false. Now tonight, if we want an answer from God, we must come the same way to our high priest. And our high priest tonight is the Lord Jesus Christ. And our high priest tonight is touched by the feeling of our infirmities. And just as they came to this high priest, and this high priest would inquire of God, and God would give the answer back in the Urim and the Thummim, and the light would light up, And I tell you, when we come to our high priest, the Bible says his word is a lamp on our feet and a light on our path. He lights the way before us. And the Bible says the Lord shall direct our paths. If we acknowledge the Lord in all our ways, he'll direct our paths. The footsteps of the righteous are ordered by the Lord. So this is how they've done it. And the priest was able to tell by means of the Urim and Thummim what the will of God was. Now Numbers 27:21, and this is just for a couple of examples. And he shall stand before Eleazar the priest, who shall ask counsel for him after the judgment of the Urim before the Lord. At his word shall they go out, and at his word shall they come in, both he and all the children of Israel with him, even all the congregation. So they weren't wanting to do it, and they weren't willing to do it, except they brought it before the Lord, and whatever came by the Urim, by the answer, then they would go by that answer. And I tell you, we need an answer on things from God before we make a move. And an old preacher once said, if you don't know what to do, don't do anything. Because as a wee scripture says, wait on the Lord. And waiting on the Lord doesn't mean you have to try and wrestle and pray. It just simply means wait. If you're waiting on the bus, you just sit and wait till it comes. And there is a waiting on God. How many knows what I'm saying tonight? There's a going in a room and a waiting on God. Will you meditate? Will you wait upon God? And you don't need to say anything because God already knows what you're thinking. Amen. Waiting on the Lord. 1 Samuel 28 verse 6. And when Samuel inquired of the Lord answered him not, neither by dreams, nor by the Urim, nor by the prophets. So he got no answer, no road. When he wanted the answer, he got no answer, no road. Sorry, Saul inquired of the Lord. And you know where Saul called up the witch and everything and all them things. But here, look, I tried to get the answer and he got no answer from the Urim, from the Thummim, or from the prophets. Silence. But we want to thank the Lord tonight. We don't have to have silence. We know he backslid. And I did all, and I preached all about it when we did the book of Samuel, 1 and 2 Samuel, and how that he got away from the Lord, Saul did. But if we're walking with the Lord, we can expect an answer from the Lord. Now perhaps these, the Urim and the Thummim, they brightened or they dimmed down. But they had a way of doing it. The lights lit up. We know that the Bible says that. And then they knew the answer from the God. And it is evident that God's mind was at times in some way or other revealed through them. God made its will known through the Urim and the Thummim. They were used for it. They appeared to us to typify the revealing and sanctifying ministry of the Holy Ghost. Now listen to me. There's a couple of ways you can look at this. And I'm going to look at both of them. And it would be strange indeed if there is such that speaks of Christ's character and work that was not to indicate the great gifts that has come to the church through his entering into the holiest of holy. But you know when the Lord, in the natural, look at this, in the natural, the high priest went into the holy of holies, and the holiest of holies is where the Shekinah glory came down, the holiest of holies. It's where the Ark of the Covenant is. And what's in the Ark of the Covenant? The Word. The Ten Commandments. What happened in the Ark of the Covenant? Aaron's rod budded. The rod broke off and threw in and it budded and lived again. Something gave it life and it budded. And then 2,000 years ago, Jesus Christ died, shed his blood, went back to heaven, and he entered the holies of holies for me and you with his own blood. And life's with him. And the life of Jesus Christ tonight can make someone that's dead bud and live. And if the Holy Spirit in the Old Testament can make Aaron's rod bud and live, how much more can the Holy Ghost tonight make you and me live? If God can do it on Aaron's rod, God can make me and you live tonight. And I tell you, that's the power of the Holy Spirit. This Urim and Thummim through the high priest revealed the will of God. The Holy Spirit coming to us through our high priest leads us into full truth. Where does the Holy Spirit lead you? Into truth. The Holy Spirit will never lead you into error. The Holy Spirit will never misinterpret Scripture. That will never happen with the Holy Spirit. But there's one really important thing about the Holy Spirit I want you to know tonight. The Holy Spirit will not glorify some preacher, some man. But the Holy Spirit will only glorify Jesus. Hallelujah. It will glorify Jesus. And when we receive that Holy Spirit in us, we then will glorify Jesus. We won't glorify nobody else. God won't give us glory to another. I believe God's dealt with my own self on that and still showing me we must praise the Lord, worship the Lord. He must be the center of everything. John 14, 17. Even the Spirit of truth, just like the Urim and Thummim revealed truth, the Holy Spirit's been sent. That's our Urim and Thummim, if you like. And the Word of God, the Urim and the Thummim, the Holy Spirit, the Word of God, whom the world cannot receive because it saith them not, neither knoweth him, but you know him, for he dwelleth with you, and he shall be in you. You have somebody with you tonight that's light. Light. Wasn't it remarkable? Brother Mark mentioned it, and that the big fella, his name's gone from me, Mark and Martin. But where the Bible went through on the earth, when he's taking the airplane and he went through the security, and they said to him, "Hey boy, what's that thing lighting up in your bag?" And he says, "I've nothing lit in the bag, but it was the Bible." And there was a light come off the Bible when it went through the security. It was the Bible giving off a light. And I want you to know tonight there's power in the Word of God. And I've said this for years, and I'm going to say it again, and I'll never apologize for it. There's not one Word of God void of power. Because the Bible says that God watches over His Word to perform it and bring it to pass. This is God's Word. And God watches this Word. Amen. And we can sit back and say, praise Him. Hallelujah. Thank God for it. You see, this is so wonderful, isn't it? These precious stones, like the Holy Spirit, testify of Him, don't they? That they were two in number. And I tell you, Jesus Christ was the bread from heaven, and the Holy Spirit's that power that comes now, isn't it? And we need the bread from heaven, but we need the Holy Ghost. How many believes that? We need the bread, but we need the Holy Spirit. We need the Word, but we need the Spirit as well. And thank God for the Holy Spirit, the gift of the Father. How many knows the Holy Spirit's a gift of the Father? And that's what exactly what it is. And not only is it the gift of the Father, it is the promise of the Father. Because Jesus says that I must go, that the Holy Ghost will come. Amen. In my name. And I tell you, the Holy Ghost did come. And it came in power. Demonstration. Hallelujah. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. Amen. The greatest importance was always attached to Urim and Thummim. A priest without them was only a man without power with God. There's a lot of people claim they have something, but without the Holy Spirit, let's be honest about it, there's no power. They can claim God, but a priest without the Urim and Thummim, he could have a lot of these garments on. But I want you to think of this. Just imagine he's all these garments on, but he's missing the Urim and Thummim. By the way, it's hidden in the inner garment, and it's folded in, and it's over the heart. And if someone comes to this priest, and this Urim and Thummim can reveal the secret of the dream, of the answer from God. And I tell you, the Holy Spirit knows the very thoughts and intents of the heart. Hebrews says, God's word sharper than a two-edged sword, knowing the very thoughts, discerning. But what about the gift of discerning tonight in the church? One of the nine gifts, one of them's discernment. Discerning. And God can give a gift of discerning. And it didn't pass away years ago. It's still available. God can still do it. Because he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I tell you, just think of this priest. If he doesn't have this Urim and Thummim, he's all the regalia. He's all the gear. He looks the part. But he cannot act the part. Because he's missing the important two stones, the Urim and the Thummim. And I tell you, Jesus said to his disciples, tarry ye in Jerusalem until ye be endued with power after the Holy Ghost come upon you. And I tell you, when they went out, they maybe didn't look the part to some people, but they were the part. They had it. They had got it. And when they met that man, they said, silver and gold have we none, but such as we have, we give unto you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rise up and walk. They had it. I told you the other week, I was took back a bit when I discovered Wigglesworth never got the baptism till he was 48 years of age. My, I thought he had it years before that, but he thought he had himself, but he didn't have it. He maybe had a wee blessing or a wee touch from the Lord. But when he fell in contact with Holy Ghost tongue-talking people, that's his own testimony. He knew they had someone and he went to straighten them out. Wigglesworth went to straighten them out. And he was arguing with them, twisting with them, with the scriptures. He was going to prove them wrong. And he came to their house. You can read it in his testimony. His sister's put it up. I put it on the newsletter this week. It's in the app, that Omega app that's on your phones. If you go on, you can read all the details. And the man's wife says, oh my goodness, look who's coming. That's what she said. They weren't glad he was coming because he was a twister. But I'll tell you what, when he got the Holy Ghost, he stopped twisting and started praising. Amen. And you know his own wife says, she laughed at him. When he come home and told her he'd got the Holy Spirit, she laughed at him. She didn't believe him. She'd done the preaching. So she thought, as a joke, she'll get him to preach that coming weekend. And when he preached, she says, who's that fella? Because that's not Smith Wigglesworth. There's no way that's him. That's somebody different. And it was because he'd got the Holy Ghost, the baptism of fire. What a mighty man of God he was, wasn't he? Right till his 80s, preaching the word of God. Wonderful testimony, isn't it? Wigglesworth, what a man of God. Lester Semerell went to see him as a young man. Lester Semerell was dressed up in his fancy outfit. Wigglesworth didn't think a whole lot of it. And he didn't think a whole lot of the newspaper under his arm either. He told him that he wasn't allowed it in his house, for it was full of lies. I'll tell you what, you see their televisions today with the news on them, on the Nolan show, on most of the shows, he wouldn't have time to listen or watch any of them. They're full of lies. Every single thing you watch about Israel is propaganda. They won't tell the truth. They won't do the truth. But I'll tell you what, they can say what they want. They cannot break the word of God. Israel's God's people. Here they're represented in this high priest right in the front of them. On both shoulders. And God says he cannot forget Israel. He cannot forget. Think of that. God said he cannot forget Israel. But he will return to Israel. They were blinded for a season, so that we could have light. Now, the Gentiles are coming to the end of their dispensation. And God is going to turn back to them Jews. What a time we're living in. We are living at the most exciting time. Really, that all the other men and women that went on before us would love to be here. We're actually at the time where we could actually go on the catching up. The rapture could happen in our day. And we could go to be with the Lord. Isn't that wonderful? Thank God for tonight. Nehemiah 7:65. And I'm going to have to close in a moment. And Tirshah said unto them, and they should not eat of the most holy things till there stood up a priest with the Urim and the Thummim. I tell you, they weren't willing to do anything till they heard from God with its Urim and the Thummim. And I'll tell you, let's tell the truth tonight. What the church of God needs tonight is men and women filled with the Holy Spirit to speak to them. So that we won't do anything that God supernaturally speaks to us. How many believes that? I know people's going to say God has spoken. We know all that. We know that. But we want them to talk to us again. Because you see, it's like the husband and the wife. They need to keep talking to keep their relationship going. They need to keep talking. Isn't that it? And if we love them tonight, we need to keep talking to them. It was through the eternal spirit that Christ offered himself unto God. Hebrews 9:14. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? If we would have, as priests tonight, and Revelation says we're kings and priests, have power of God with men, let us see that we have always with us the Urim of the Holy Spirit. It's with us tonight, the Holy Spirit. Such were the facial garments of the high priest, but these could not be put on till after the great day of atonement. And I tell you, they could not be put on. Think of this. They could not put these garments on till after the great day of atonement, and there never could be a Pentecost till there was a Calvary. But it was after Calvary, when Jesus shed his blood to clean us, to make us whole and pure, and we could see him, then we are filled with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Ghost came. Pentecost is the inauguration of the church. Amen. And I know there's a lot of movements claim they're apostolic, but only by name, nothing else. You know, there's a lot of denominations claim they're continuing on the apostolic, and they baptize in for children, they do all sorts of stuff. The Pope even claims he's apostolic. I'll tell you, he's apostolic, or I don't even want to start in him tonight. Boy, I'll tell you what. I better not say it. Christ must be first. Christ first offered up. He was first offered up a sacrifice unto God before he could put on the robes of glory and beauty and represent before the throne of God. Didn't Jesus say, don't touch me? I must ascend to my God and your God. He entered in. Now hold it for a moment. What's the rest of it say? Once for all. That's beautiful, isn't it? He entered in once and for all. That's why God can hear anybody tonight that's sincere. Because we have a high priest, fully dressed, fully clothed. Yes, he was stripped, but he's not stripped tonight. He's in all his glory tonight. He's in all his beauty tonight. Every garment's upon him, all the glory's upon him tonight. And he's entered in and he's sat down. The work's done. It's done. At the right hand, all power and all authority. And he hears the faintest cry. I'll tell you, he's entered in tonight. The Urim was a beautiful picture of Christ, who is the believer's light. John 8:12. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. He's our light tonight. Man can only obtain this light by putting faith in the finished atoning work of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the only way to get this light. You don't get it joining. You get it by faith in the Lord. Jesus Christ made it very clear that the world in general will not come to him as he's the light of the world. John 3:19. And this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world and men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. We're living in a world with evil deeds, but true believers can have the perfect light of God's will through the Lord Jesus Christ. John 14:16. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. The Thummim speaks perfection found in Christ alone. Where do you get it? In Christ alone. And I'm closing. 1 Peter 2:22. Who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. You could read Isaiah 53 and 9. You could read 2 Corinthians 5, 21. All of it speaks of the Lord. No guile was found in him. He's perfect. He overcame in the flesh the devil in every way, in every aspect. He is our perfect counselor. He lights the path as we go. He guides us along the way. Colossians 2 and 3, and I'm closing. In whom are hid? On that Urim and Thummim was hid in the breastplate and the heart. In whom is hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge? They're all in the Lord. Aren't you glad they're in the Lord tonight? I know there's a lot of boys on their own internets all the time, and they have more truth than anybody else. The revelatory and the revelated. There's all different names for them. And then after a while, people start following them. And then the next thing pops up, Jehovah's stuck up in front of their name. That's blasphemy. The Pope of Rome's no worse than that. Everybody's guilty as the Pope. Do you realize? That's everybody's part of the Pope. That's Antichrist. Them men is as much Antichrist as the Pope. Once they take the place of Jesus Christ, they are Antichrist. Every bit. That's why we say the Pope's Antichrist. Vicarious Filii Dei and place the Son of God. He's taking the place of Jesus Christ. Well, what about them men that claim they're Jehovah? Or they put Lord in front of their name. And one man said, if you prayed to Jesus and got no answer, and he gave his name, try praying to this man's name. That's blasphemy. Pure blasphemy. They're Antichrist. Now, Paul warned us. Paul said, there's many Antichrists. They've gone out, didn't they? And Matthew 24 says, many false Christs. But we have the real one tonight. Let's come and pray and seek the Lord tonight. Thank God you have the Urim and Thummim. The Holy Spirit and the truth tonight. Praise God. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We praise you for the light of your word. For your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Oh God, guard us that we will only praise you, that we will give you all the praise and all the glory. We magnify the name of Jesus Christ tonight. We uplift the name of Jesus Christ tonight. There is no other name like your name, because your name is far above every other name, the name of Jesus Christ. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Lay hands on the sick in the name of Jesus Christ, they shall be healed. Lord, your name's powerful tonight. We thank you for your name. We've took your name. We believe in your name. And Lord, it's through your name. You said, whatsoever you do, do all in the name of the Lord. We thank you for that name tonight. Lord, we reverence you this evening. We call you our Lord and our Master, Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, we worship you tonight. Lord, the brow that once was crowned with thorns is crowned with glory now. Lord, they'll never put upon you a crown of thorns again. But you're robed with the glory that you had with the Father from the foundation of the world. You're robed in that glory again. Lord, I pray that you'll come in our midst in all your glory. I pray you'll give us a glimpse of your glory in these meetings. Lord, will you come amongst us? Will you move in a mighty way, in a new way, with the outpouring of the Holy Spirit breathed upon your children, I pray. Lord, you see the people that's sick and afflicted, so many ailments, so many diseases, many that the doctors can't do anything for. Lord, we pray you'll bless the doctors, the nurses. But Lord Jesus, when they have done all they can do, and nothing else can be done, Lord, but we're looking to you. For that which is impossible with man is possible with God. Help us tonight, Lord Jesus. Forgive us for unbelief. Help us to have faith. Stir up the gifts in your people tonight. And bless each one in this room. Move in our children that's here and not here. Move in our family members that's not saved. Speak to them. Let the Holy Ghost go to working on them. Place the blood over them tonight and save them, we pray. Father, grant it. Lord, for this weekend, bless Samuel in the evening. Help us in the morning. Just bless the meeting, and I pray for the move of the Holy Ghost even tonight. Lord, just have your way. We give you all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. Let's continue just to seek the Lord.